KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An investigation is underway into suspicious transactions detected in Kwadukusa Municipality's primary bank account. The troubled municipalities confirmed millions of rands were illegally withdrawn from its Absa Bank account last week. Newswatch's Tsakane Mhlongo reports.
In a statement, the municipality says they were contacted by the Absa Bank Fraud Division on the 31st of January, warning them of suspicious transactions which were processed on the municipal banking system. Kwadukusa officials subsequently instructed Absa to restrict any transactions on the account. While the municipality hasn't confirmed how much was lost, reports suggest that it could be in the region of 30 million. A special council meeting will be held today to update members and decide on the next step. Tsakane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Crisp and biscuit packets are major contributors to pollution in the Durban harbour, according to environmental officials. The port is located in an estuarine bay and connects to three river catchments. Kendall Wright, a natural scientist from Wild Trust, launched a report on transforming the future of the Durban Bay today. They worked on it with the Water Research Commission and includes an ecological impact assessment.
90% of that was plastic, and most of that plastic was single-use plastic. So there was a lot of pollution consistency. We cleaned, there was rain. The next week, there was more plastic. And it just happened over and over and over again.
She says the assessment found 9 polluting companies, with 2 chip producers being top of the list. Over 5,600 kilograms of litter was collected between September and February, with October recording the highest weight. She says ports are pollution hotspots due to urban runoff and stormwater systems, shipping waste, cargo spill and industrial discharge. Wright says the key recommendation is collaboration.
It's a very easy conversation to have that, informal settlements are the source of waste. But there are many structural mechanisms that are in place that entrench the people and the inability to be able to pull themselves out of this space. So really the key insight was collaboration. So collaborative governance and reframing of citizens and state roles in managing plastic pollution. So again, breaking down those silos.
And doing a Nazi salute in Australia will land you in jail for a year. Lawmakers down under have today passed an anti-hate law that enforces minimum sentences for a string of offences. The amendments to Australia's criminal law also include 3 years for financing terrorism and 6 years for offences such as taking part in a terrorist act. Last week, police said they were investigating after finding mining explosives in a caravan on the outskirts of Sydney, along with written threats against Jewish entities. In recent months, vandals have torched a Sydney childcare centre and firebombed a Melbourne synagogue. The top story, an investigation is underway into suspicious transactions detected in Kwadukusa Municipality's primary bank account. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.